Good morning. It's Friday, April 24th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's standout is a 30-year study of 40,000 adults showing that stroke severity, not just occurrence, is the primary driver of post-stroke dementia, making vascular risk control a core cognitive longevity strategy. A landmark Nature Reviews. Immunology Review maps how centenarians maintain near-youthful immune profiles through reduced inflammaging, offering the clearest biological blueprint yet for exceptional health span. New mouse data favors dasatinib plus quercetin over navitoclax for senolytic clearance, while a Frontiers review finds metformin's anti-aging effects remain clinically inconsistent across populations. Congress is also moving to create a mandatory federal supplement registry, a regulatory shift that would reshape industry accountability, starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. The headline, Stroke Severity, Not Just Stroke Occurrence, Drives Post-Stroke Dementia Risk. According to Neuroscience News, a 30-year follow-up of 42,000 adults reveals that how severe your stroke was is the primary predictor of post-stroke dementia and accelerated brain aging, not simply whether you had a stroke at all. This is the one to read today. Early dementia signals found hidden in the gut, from NoRidge. Researchers have identified early biomarkers of dementia in gut data, raising the prospect of routine screenings that could catch neurodegenerative risk years before cognitive symptoms emerge. In supplement news, metformin's anti-aging effects are more complicated than you've been told, from Frontiers in Pharmacology. A new review in Frontiers in Pharmacology finds that metformin's purported benefits beyond blood sugar control, including effects on brain function, gut physiology, hormones, and cellular aging, are often mechanistically ambiguous and clinically inconsistent across populations. Dasatinib plus quercetin outperforms navitoclax for clearing senescent cells in spinal disc study, from Fight Aging. In a mouse model of intervertebral disc degeneration, the classic senolytic combination of dasatinib and quercetin D plus Q outperformed navitoclax, a more recently developed cancer-derived senolytic. Brown seaweed extract fucoidon earns prebiotic validation in new study, from Nutritional Outlook. New research using the International Probiotics Association's rigorous criteria has validated fucoidon, a complex polysaccharide from brown seaweed, as a genuine prebiotic that supports gut microbiome health. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.